So I heard you all over the damn phone typing.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
But I'm over here opening candy, so it's about the same. This is a Chico stick, homie.
You got Chico sticks in there.
Shit, I ain't know I had Chico sticks till just now.
This motherfucker had Chico sticks and they ain't tell nobody.
Sorry. It bro, won't happen until next time.
I hate the fuck out of you right now, bro. I want you to know that.
It's cool. How much do you hate me? Is it more like what these people think about ALC?
Count your fucking days. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you lucky? Because this don't even this Chico stick still.
Remember Ricochi?
Ricochi, who's that?
That rapper who sang "Chicken on the Run."
No, never heard that song.
You never heard? No, you can see the way I'm looking at this dude right now. He ain't never heard some damn "Chicken on the Run." And he claimed to be a southerner.
I'm sorry.
Chicken on a Run was like a one-hit wonder. No disrespect to Ricochi from back in the early 2000s. And it was,
is he from Charleston or something?
No, I don't know where the hell he was from, to tell you the truth. Given where the video was shot and the way he sounds, he might be from Florida. Where Mr. Big from? Like Alabama, something like that, right?
This is Mr. Big.
Not that Mr. Big.
Oh, I can't sing that song anyway.
Time to go to trial, Mr. Big. You know, ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar. The first man who make his crack
popping
taste like
my
ribs.
Popping my collar, popping my that one.
Yeah, the first man to make his crack taste like ribs. Mm. Yeah, they had a similar voice accent. So I don't know, maybe they're from the same place. But "Chicken on the Run" was a real big song back in the day. To the point that my high school football coach liked it, and I thought that shit was funny.
Coochie chicken on the run.
It's called "Chicken on the Run." Yeah, that cuckoo 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 coochie. That song. You know. Okay, Liberty Mutual in the house.
Yeah, for some reason.
All right, but.
Man, niggas.
What are you doing?
All these commercials.
Oh, you on YouTube? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you. That song there. Come. Huh?
I'm gonna take a hit
right now. You don't remember that?
That's about as much as I could do without getting hit by copyright. So Coochie Chicken on the Run. How long? That's from like 2008?
No, way before that. I was still in high school. That's like 02, 03.
Oh, so you know, that's like the blind spot of my life.
Cause you was
so from 2000 to about 2011.
Cause the Navy shit.
Yeah, so Navy all the way up until 2006 or 2007, and then because I worked in a studio, I only did music and only focused on music. I didn't really hear any new music anyway until about it's about 2011.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like I was late to the field. Like when I used to do mixtapes. Yeah. I would not hear the songs. I would not hear the original songs until way after I did the mixtape.
Whatever happened to DJ Drama?
Who was the ones that got arrested?
It was him. He got arrested, but then...
I mean, he's still alive. He's still kicking. He's still doing stuff, but he's not making money doing mixtapes anymore. He can't.
I remember back when that Jeezy Gangsta Grills came out, and that...
Gangsta Grizzle!
And that line he had, "I got some super friends in the Legion of Doom," and every dude around me thought that was the greatest line ever.
Cause nobody woke.
I thought it was. No, everybody around me actually made me dislike Jeezy early on. You know.
Yeah.
Because everybody loved him so much when it was like, "Potez, you got to hear this mixtape." I said, "All right, let's play it," and I get that typical Charleston response. Which is kind of reserved when you like something. Like, "Hey, are you straight?" I said that. Apparently, them dudes from Atlanta and Florida thought that I meant he was just okay. And they pretty much just bagged on me for like that whole hour. And I was like, "No, fuck you and Jeezy." I had nothing against Jeezy. I thought he was actually a pretty good rapper.
That's enough to make you not like a rapper?
I'm born defiant, man. I'm sorry.
So that's what made me start liking LeBron.
LeBron? Why?
I hated LeBron until everybody started hating him.
So he's like a natural dissenter?
And then I started loving him. No homo.
Okay, then. So, speaking of love, love that people don't want to admit.
AOC?
AOC.
Nobody wants to admit that they love her.
I love AOC.
I do, too.
Okay, I don't think it's the same. Okay, see. Now, see. Let's see what we're talking about.
What
see,
you mean?
This is what he's doing. I love her policies. I love her politics.
I love her policies, too.
I love her fresh ideas.
You about to make this into a whole Kamala Harris thing.
No, it already
every
is.
Every time I say I like Kamala Harris or AOC, people think it's because they look nice.
It already is. I see it in your eyes.
That's why a lot of people hate her.
Why? Because
she makes them rise in their pants, and they be like, oh, no one. She's doing stuff that I don't like, but she makes me hard. And I'm so frustrated and confused right now.
That's your white man.
They really, really hate her. That's I don't have a white voice.
You don't have a white man voice?
Well, people say my regular voice is my white man voice.
No, this is different between your white man voice and like your actual white man voice is that thing that Paul Mooney and Dave Chappelle does.
Well, hello, Chuck. How are you doing today?
Is that white?
That's kind of it. That's kind of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, Paul Mooney does it the best, though, because Paul Mooney's one is this very matter of fact about it. Like, don't you niggers know that you don't eat white? You know? You niggers eat fried chicken. Like, well, nigger, one of you is going to jail, okay? And the rest of you niggers, stay out of trouble. We'll get you soon.
So I got to have some controversy about him.
I heard.
I never thought Paul Mooney was funny.
I can see why you wouldn't. Because it's like, you got to, like, I won't say he's talking over people's head. It's just that you can tell his comedy style is kind of, it doesn't seem to be like a format to his comedy. He's just talking.
Yeah, it just sounds like he's going up there saying stuff that
what comes to his head. Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying stuff that people will say. It don't make you really think. Like Chappelle. I finally found out why Chappelle's stand-up was so funny.
What's one? Oh, just in general.
Because he takes something so simple, and he will explain it. He will explain racial divide and all that stuff because he really kicks on racial divide. But he'll explain that. And he will explain all of that in a very matter of factly type of way by giving you a story, a funny ass story that he makes up.
Yeah.
And then you learn something in the end.
I've said that recently about his, like some of his more recent stand up.
The 846?
Even before that, the last one did before that.
The 846 wasn't even made.
It wouldn't stand up. Yeah. But I've said this. Comedians. The real, real good comedians, like the Carlins, the Chappelles, the Pryors. The real good comedians.
The Holidays.
If you do stand-up, sure. The real good comedians are modern-day philosophers, if you think about it.
Yes.
And now, the days when I listen to a Dave Chappelle sketch, like, not sketch, special, like the one before the
846.
The one that was supposed to be funny, I didn't laugh at all, and not because it wasn't funny, it's because I was sitting there just listening to what he was saying and contemplating what he was saying.
Right.
Right, but, yeah, so that was, that. You have to, if you took anything from that, modern good comedy makes you think, basically.
Right. But anyway, that's what they do with them, though. Like, good comedy makes you think, and then you think about, and then they think about themselves with AOC, and they just get confused.
Okay, so AOC said that Latinos are black.
Yes, they are.
Now, we have some distinction here. I think Hispanics are black. I think, okay, we talked about it. Like, I think she's right from the point of going back to the Crusades because the intermingling back then is really the reason why a lot of Latinos look the way they look, with the dark hair and the darker skin. But if you go to, like, northern Italy or northern Spain, those are straight-up Caucasians because they never mixed with the Moors when they came over.
That tells you how racist Europe was. The reason why they don't like black Irish people was because they were actually black.
Aye, laddie. That's really fucked up. Which I think is where that this
it's
whole...
Like, oh, they wasn't black. They wasn't black. They were white, too. They just had darker hair, no. You look at your history, you find out they was black.
Yeah.
But yeah, what you were saying?
Yeah. But I think she's right, depending on who you're talking about. Because I consider some Hispanics, depending on where they're from, to be black. Like, you get a lot of, like, what? people from the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Brazil, which has the highest actual population of black, like actual on record black people outside of the continent of Africa. I consider them.
I'm looking at where she's from though, because I was always told all Hispanics were black.
Because Hispanic is more Hispanic. Which one is the ethnicity, Latino or black, Hispanic, and which one is the race?
I'm gonna shrug my shoulders.
I want to say Latino, Latinx is the actual race, while Hispanic is more of an ethnicity, as opposed to like where you're from. Like you're from a country that speaks Spanish, something like that. But yeah, so I agree with her, but it was weird that some of the flack she was getting, because I saw one guy say that she shouldn't co-opt the black struggle right now, which is not really what I thought she was doing.
So she's Puerto Rican. Her father was born in Bronx to a Puerto Rican family.
BX, son.
Her mother was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So she's Puerto Rican, which means she is 100% black. Well, 33%.
I'm going to see if you can look at her and tell. She's like, so, I don't know. Now, a few things stick out here. This is going to open a lot of doors for me, you know. If this is true.
What?
If we start considering, like, a Hispanic woman or Latinas black. Because then, at that point, I just got to contend with the whole light-skinned girl thing. You know, I can bring them home to, like, family get-togethers and actually be able to leave them alone. You know, not to have to worry about coming back and seeing my mom and sister surrounding her, questioning her for no reason. No, why you with my son?
They would do that to a light-skinned girl?
No, I'm fucking around. No, not a light-skinned girl. A white girl probably like, yeah. Like Becky, no.
Becky. Bring home a Karen.
Let me know my mama's name is actually Karen. That's why I always laugh at Karens.
You should bring home a Karen. I would bring home a Karen.
Why?
Just because. Like, it's the nature to always want something that you can't have.
Why can't you have a Karen?
I mean, because they're Karens. Like, she's going to call the cops on it. Also, let's remember I'm married, so I am talking about.
That is a good reason why you can't have a Karen.
I am just talking about hypothetical situations, baby, if I was single.
Oh my God, officer. This large Negro has lust in his eyes.
So I ain't gonna lie. I was, my mom scared the hell out of me as far as messing with a white girl.
Why?
Or something like that. That's the way we grew up. So yeah. I think it was more because my father's side of the family, all of them like white girls, and there's darkest my. So everybody on my daddy's side of the family,
yeah,
they use their bath water to paint bowling balls.
Bruh. If y'all can see that way, I'm looking at this nigga right now. If y'all can see the way I'm looking at this nigga right now.
Woo! Oh, man. Woo.
Bro, I never... I never thought... I never thought I'd hear some shit like that before in my life, bro.
I said it so calm, too. I said it so calm. Oh, man.
I woke up this morning not thinking I would hear some shit like that.
Ooh, our white listeners going to have some fun with that one. I don't think they can say it.
They better not say no shit like that. Ooh. I'm mad at your ass for saying that. This nigga dark as me, and I'm mad at him for saying that. So any white listeners out there, you say that shit in front of me, man. Count your seconds.
So the cat's been out of the bag. So I've been wearing my Apple Watch too long, and I took it off, and my wife realized I'm actually, like, maybe 7 shades darker than I look, because I stay outside. Oh, man.
Fuck you, bro.
Oh, man. So, but my dad's side of the family is dark, very dark skin, and they mostly date white women.
Yeah.
So, And I don't think my dad fell in that category, even though I think I never met his wife, but I think he married a white woman. Never seen him around a white woman, period. And then one day he called me and said, "Yep, I think I'm in love. I think I want to get married. And I was like, cool. It's whatever you want to do, Dad. Didn't know it was a white woman. But it wouldn't have changed anything. But growing up, and this is, I'm a lot different than I was back in the day.
Yeah.
Because back in the day.
Hopefully we all are.
Yeah. So growing up, I would never touch a white woman because we were so scared of them from where I'm from. But
no, that's part of why, and no offense to white women out there. Y'all wonderful. I'm sure y'all are very nice.
Especially when it comes to tax season.
Yeah. And, you know, the loans. But
oh yeah, so I got a homeboy that anyway. No, we're not going through that one.
Yeah, I got kind of feeling that I would not like how that shit would have ended.
No, he just ended up getting a very, very, very good loan for one night of degrading himself for a white woman.
All right, I want to hear about this shit off the record. Yeah, that's part of it why I had such an aversion to white women. The whole, it's like self-preservation, given this country's history with how they do black men over white women. Part of it's cultural. And that's just with any other race of woman. Like, it'd be hard for me to come home to a woman that doesn't understand. I had to explain why I might be upset by something.
Yeah.
Third is,
why were you looking so scared when that policeman walked across the street on the other side of the street?
Bitch, he walked across the street to get a good fucking shot at me. That's yeah, why.
That's what goes through our head. Like, really?
Yeah. You know, did you not notice that when he walked across the street, I ducked behind the first fucking thing that was right there?
All cops, in our head, all cops want to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, that's no lie.
Like, me walking by a police station is like walking into a Call of Duty game.
Yeah. As they said in the America song by Trick Daddy, you can have 4 degrees. And the PhD, he's still an N-word.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
But, yeah. But with the whole Hispanic AOC thing, AOC, which we're actually going to continue after this break.
Oh. Do, 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 ah.
This nigga just played us out.
That's the break I played y'all at. I said y'all.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Yo Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO, parentheses, UR, parentheses, dash, the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes. Shit.
All right, he gone. So I'm going to go ahead and knock this out the park real quick. He hops on the treetop all day long, huffing and puffing and singing this song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin. I don't have any background singers. Okay. So I guess I'll wait for him to come back.
Yeah, so he definitely did butt stuff if he's that sensitive to it.
That's what I was thinking. He might have did some butt stuff. Like, his butt might have been stuffed, or he might have had to stuff a butt. Or maybe some lickety splits.
Hey, listen, man. It's 2020. I don't judge. And he got something out of the deal, so.
Yeah, I don't judge either. I mean, I judge, but it's nothing negative. The most I ever judge on is, ooh, I would not do that.
But if he's that if he's that sensitive to it, he probably doesn't need to be telling people about it.
Yeah, I ain't telling nobody else.
We just told a lot of people.
I'm going to go back and erase most of this.
Don't do it.
Maybe.
But. But. I didn't even mean to say that.
That's almost as funny as the bowling ball joke.
I hate you. So goddamn much. Anyway, so back to AOC. Yeah, again, depending on who she's talking about, she's right. And if you ask me, there are a lot of people in this world that keep acting stupid. Like, they don't see how dark their skin is.
Right.
And you got the Dravidians in India, southern India. The Aborigines in Australia. You get a lot of... I don't know what they claim, because I never met a Dravidian. Actually, no, I met one. He was working at a convenience store in Colombia when I was in college. But you know me. I don't just talk to strangers like that. So I never really asked him about it. And also, I didn't know about Dravidians at that point anyway. So it would have been like, hey, buddy.
Where are Dravidians?
India.
Okay. So I think one of those people told me that I wasn't black. He told me I wasn't black because I was wearing a cotton t-shirt with Tupac on it.
How the fuck does that even make sense? Like, we've been wearing cotton for all of our lives. We must continue.
I went in there because this was my 5% era.
Peace, God.
I walked in and I started saying, I was talking 5% shit.
Peace, God. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. So he looked at me, he took his glasses off, and he was like, you walk in my store?
Yes, nigga, to give you money. What the fuck you mad about?
You walk in my store wearing that cotton t-shirt with Tupac on it?
Feel me? Hail Mary.
About the gods and the earths? I was like, so what you're saying is...
So would he have been happy if he wearing like a polyester shirt with Tupac on it?
Maybe he was expecting me to wear... Well, they wanted me to wear the cloth of my people. The dashikis.
And the dashikis are typically made out of what?
I know.
Because, you know, cotton exists in Africa too, right?
But they wanted to do... I don't understand. But that's the stuff he wanted me to wear. He didn't want me to wear t-shirts and that like that. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like
Egyptian cotton. Remember Shaft? With Samuel Jackson? What, the first one, Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Egyptian cotton. This costs more than you'll have for your city paycheck, nigga. But, yeah. You get the Aborigines. You also got a lot of people from, like, Southeast Asia. If you see how dark their skin is. You even have some Pacific Islander tribes who have really dark skin. So, I mean, yeah. That's why I use the term melanated. I think people have this aversion to the term African.
Right. And I've always... I ain't gonna get into that. That's another thing for another story.
Right. And which is weird because Africa isn't even the actual proper name for the continent. But that's a dumb story. That's for a different topic because what I want to move into... Wait, pause. What I want to talk about is that cop who was bad as a motherfucker on TikTok.
No, I'm bad. I'm bad. Get him out.
This nigga was so charged up. He wanted to fight every fucking body. All because his black ass identified more as a cop than he does as a black person, which...
You know they all do. Like, that... So, it's a mentality. It's like being a Republican.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mentality.
Like that stupid ass question, I want to know if you're a cop first or you black first. Well, nigga, I was black before I signed up to be a cop.
Yeah, but when they turn cops, they cops.
Fuck that. Listen, cop is a job.
So that's what we think of over there. But do you know the history of copism?
I know, at least police, the first police were like slave catchers. I know that.
Yeah, so they were slave catchers. And basically every single precinct in America, like all the way back when, they're built on... racism, or they are built on protecting property and who own property.
I think about a precinct.
White people.
Think about a precinct. Private resources, ever ready, that's one word, to catch niggas today. No, ever ready, and no, because CI, damn. Catch in niggers today.
Whatever, man.
No, you know what? The realest cop car I ever seen was on the first Transformers movie, Barricade. Cause you know why?
Why?
His slogan told the truth.
What did it say?
To punish and enslave.
Yeah. So the whole.
Do you wanna,
we could talk about the policeman first.
You done over there?
Huh?
You done over there?
With you heard it all in your ear.
I heard that
I'm over here just folding rappers and shit. And You can tell I ain't recorded in a long ass time.
This nigga folded all about this shit. This nigga folded more rappers than Tekashi 6ix9ine. Just telling on him. All
right, that was just as good as my bowling ball joke. No, it wasn't. But
I'm gonna RKO this nigga out of nowhere one day.
Did you lock the main door?
I did. Not that downstairs door. Fuck that.
You did lock the downstairs door.
I did. I personally did. Didn't I? Yeah.
Yes. So just ask about the main door. We got three doors to get into the studio. I'm telling people this. This is a security risk for me telling people this. So we got 87 doors to get here. So,
if I go crazy, yeah, then will you still call me Superman? Three doors down.
So back to the cop.
Yeah, so he was.
So the precincts and stuff like that, that was all built. The reason why cops are cops before they're black people or white people or women or men. So it does say in the studies that there's one type of person that goes and becomes a cop. Like one type of person.
An asshole.
As far as with men. They're usually men that were not alpha. They was abused or beat up
in school
growing up. And they're usually those people with a basically revenge attitude on life. So they become cops. And when they become cops, they get all this extra power. And you have not been in the military, but in the military, we call them cops.
Yeah.
Like, we call the people with that attitude cops because they are not in the military to make the military better. They're not in the military to serve the people. They're in the military so that they can give commands to people. And because of the ranking structure, people have to do what they say they have to do.
So they're like
those people we call cops because we recognize that.
They're kind of like bureaucrats.
Yeah. Well, the only purpose they have in life and the only thing they get off of in life is to tell people what to do.
Like a bureaucrat.
Yeah. And no. Anyway, so it's to tell people what to do and they have to obey by it.
I'm going to see if I say a bureaucrat because I remember somebody made a distinction. You seen The Wire, right? The whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. Spoiler alert if you've never seen The Wire.
You know, I just saw The Wire for the first time, like, maybe 2 months ago.
The whole series, though, right?
Yeah, I watched it during my last break in school.
Okay. So somebody made a great distinction between Marlo and Avon as gangsters. I can't remember what he said about Avon, but they said the difference between Marlo and everybody else was Marlo was just a bureaucrat. He wanted the power of the structure, but he also wanted to expand the structure's power. So he doesn't really. If you notice,
talking about Marlo.
Yeah.
No.
Marlo wasn't as gangster as everybody else was. Marlo was he's pretty smart. I give him that. And I'm not saying Marlo was.
Yeah, he was. I keep thinking about the part where he was like, you know, I'm not conforming to this system. I'm doing my own shit.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's a bureaucrat though. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I understand some parts, like the part where he actually went and he had these conversations and he slowly worked this up.
Yeah.
Because the bureaucracy is very slow. It's slower than anything else because you have to get everybody on board.
Basically, all he did was he got promotion after promotion after promotion.
Right.
He didn't fight to take over. He fought for the West Side. That was it. But he got that by luck. But when he got into the co-op, he just slowly but surely got a promotion every time you saw him until he was actually the head of the co-op. And then he tried to, what did he do? He tried to expand the co-op's power. Or the price of the bricks going up immediately. Like, why, nigga? Y'all was already making money hand over fist.
Right. So, yeah, so he will be like that, but that's not what I call a bureaucracy. But I understand what you're saying, and yeah, that'll be what it is.
Okay.
But that's why policemen are policemen before they're black. Now, doing the same studies, they have seen that women are completely different when it comes to that. They are more caring. But they still have to deal with these men. So they are kind of like in the marriage, mostly. And for y'all women policemen out there that listen to the show that I've been talking to, do not. Well, y'all can send me y'all.
I'm talking about y'all ass, too. I want y'all to know that.
Mad texts and everything like that. But they are very submissive towards the men in there. They end up like that woman that was on the Breakfast Club last week because she stood up to a cop and did not let him choke out and kill a 50-year-old man.
Shout out to her.
And she lost her pension.
Shout out to her.
They fired her in 19 years and months and then took a pension from her.
And where them punk-ass police unions at now? the ones crying and like, we are not that dude that got in New York with that squeaky ass voice.
And she was in New York too. Yeah. I think she was in New York.
The shit that made me laugh when he said, "We do not do what happened in Minneapolis and New York," and I was like, "Nigga, did
what's that? Fred Hampton? No, Fred Hampton is
Eric Garner." Yeah, like, did Eric Garner die somewhere else?
That's the cigarette dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did he die somewhere else?
No. It was in a subway. That's technically underground. It's not technically New York.
No, fuck you, Copper. Okay. That was New York, motherfucker. That wasn't even Yonkers.
So, that dude was crazy for that.
Talk about that the union hit.
You want to explain it?
So, I can't remember his name, but... for the purposes of
call him Officer TikTok.
I was gonna call him fucking you. But
he's not fucking me.
No, fuck and you. Like, no, Officer Fuck You, last name you. We'll go with TikTok though, Officer TikTok. Cause his time's up. So he was puffing his chest about how hard cops were, about how everybody talking about you know, everybody's like, I mean, what, cops can't fight. Which I've actually noticed that cops really can't. Think about it. The brother in Atlanta, who was fucking drunk, beat both those cops' asses and almost got away.
That was crazy.
You supposed to be trained to fight this dude. But
they don't pay attention because they know they could just pull out a gun and shoot.
That's a true statement. But he challenged like everybody who, basically everybody in the world to a fight. And I don't think this motherfucker understood that when you open for business, you can't control who coming in to buy.
Right.
And his brother, I'm sorry, brother, if you hear this, I can't remember your name, but he's like, he fights with Floyd Mayweather, I believe, for his promotion.
Right.
And he said, challenge accepted. And as soon as he did that shit, the cop backed off. Talking about listen, I'm not going to fight anybody unless somebody did something to me or some shit like that. Basically, he punked out. Nigga, all them muscles.
He punked out live. That's crazy.
Yeah, all them muscles, nigga, in the gym. You mean to tell me the police didn't teach your ass Carl McGraw or something like that?
Yeah, he don't. He's not a fighter, man.
I know it's called Kraft McGraw. I'm just bullshitting with you. But, yeah, I was like, damn, bro.
Sure?
Like,
because the people I know that take it call it Carl McGraw.
Kraft McGraw. Carl McGraw is what black people call it who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, okay, then.
And Carl McGraw is also a country singer.
Is he in the can to Pete McGraw?
Fuck if I know. Do I look like I know what a country singer listens to? No disrespect to Carl McGraw. You know, I think he won every Grammy for the last 15 years. But, yeah. So I'm like, man, damn, how you gonna be a bootlicker and a punk in the same video, in the same breath?
That's a cop trait, too. I mean, I know cops. I know a lot of cops. And every one of them, I'm very truthful with all of them. I don't like them while they're in the uniform, like when they're doing their stuff, because even if they are good cops, once you put on a uniform and you go to work, you're a cop. And mm-hmm. Your purpose is
to lock niggas up.
I'm just going to try to say it politely and white. The purpose of a police officer is to protect property and to protect, by law, and according to the way most precincts were set up, white people.
When we doing the Paul Money white way?
Nah, I got it. So, in order for them to be able to do that, they are basically against me at that time. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, with cop friends that I have, and I call them friends because I call everybody my friend, basically. But with any friends that I have that are cops, I will only meet them like in neutral places and do neutral stuff with them. Like, I don't invite them over to the house. I don't, like, it's a very neutral thing.
He walks into your house and he just speaks into his collar. I'm in. I made it in.
I made it in. Excuse me. I made it in.
He's tapping on his chest. Do you guys get that? We're finally gonna find out why this nigga has so much money.
But yeah, I trust cops to be cops. So even if you ever have a conversation with anyone who's ever been in a car with me when I got pulled over, I treat all cops the same.
All right.
I mean, I'm very respectful as far as where my hands are at, but I rarely do anything wrong, and I know exactly what I do wrong when I do it wrong. So I'm not going to let you get away with just pulling me over.
Like, exactly.
I'm not scared of guns and nothing like that. I'm not going to pull out a gun and shoot a cop.
I'm considering buying a gun now. Not even considering. I'm pretty much close to...
Yeah, I am going to get... Before it gets cold again, I will go get a jogger gun.
I want
to... I have other priorities right now, but I'm going to get a jogger gun before it gets cold again, and then I'll be practicing with it and then jogging with it when it warms back up.
I want a 357 Colt Python, just like a man called Hawk back in the day. Also,
you should have got that by now.
I should have. I was him and hawing for a long time, but shit's getting way too crazy now. Way too fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like the homeless brother down, I think, in Georgia again. I don't know why Georgia seems to be trying to compete with Florida.
And that was it Valdosta? Valdosta?
Talk about the one, the brother was walking down the street and all the cops came and slammed him, right?
Yeah, we have people in my chapter. It's not my chapter, but we have people there. And, like, I don't know. I ain't going to talk about it. I ain't going to talk about what they should have did, but...
No. Well, yeah. In order to buy this gun, we're gonna have to take a break, so we can get these commercials going.
All right.
Cool. Do not play us out again.
And what that cop needs to do is stop pretending like you're tough, man. Like, we know you're a cop, so we know that you're only pretending.
Yeah. Go ahead and play us out again, man. I'm sorry.
Ba 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 ba.
I thought that was going to be the McDonald's jingle.
So I want to step up in the place, you know I step, correct? Woo-ha! I think that's all I could do before I could get super comfortable.
Welcome to Freestyle Friday. Good morning, good evening, or afternoon. I am your host, Holiday, and he is...
A man called Tiz.
We are here every single Fridays, except for the Fridays that we're not, because we're colored people, and colored people sometimes forget. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever you're following us on.
Yeah, I'm not one and only, but there's only one other dude like me, but he's on the other side of the planet, so you got to kind of fuck with me.
Take care. Be safe. Holla! Well, it's the same sandstorm coming from Africa to Carolina with corn. It's the same.
Bruh, here's my thing. So basically, we said, hey, 2020, you know. What's your next trick?
2020 said,
and then huh? And 2020 said, for my next trick, I'm going to pick up all the sand in Africa and just throw that shit across the ocean and just see what happens. Like, seriously, why am I dealing with African sand right now?
So I would like to thank all my brothers and sisters in Africa for that sandstorm. I got caught in it last night. And let's just say I need a new SUV now.
Bruh.
So I knocked down a tree in the middle of the road while I was driving, and woo-ha, I've been flying.
Woo-ha, I've been flying.
I have my whole family in the car.
They're okay, right?
Everybody's okay except for the body of the SUV.
The SUV all fucked up?
The front end is down. The tire well is messed up. I still got some of that tree and and the grill popped out. It's the front lower bumper.
Sandy Grizzles.
But yeah, I got caught in that sandstorm last night.
I was home and I thought it was just rain. And I was like,
so with us, it was first. Because we was riding through, I don't even know if it was Francis Marion, but I think it was Francis Marion. Swamp Falls. We was riding through Francis Marion. I think it was Francis Marion. Anyway. And then we just had a bunch of pine straw, pine trees. Just a straw just coming out of nowhere, hitting the car, landing on the car, flying through the roads and shit like that.
Yeah, that's
it. And we was like, what the fuck is all that shit?
That's how I was in my apartment. I was like, at first the rain just came out of nowhere. And I was like, why the fuck is it like hurricane force winds all of a sudden? And I was like, I said, okay, well, fuck it. I guess right. 2020 ain't done yet.
And then I was like, oh, that must be the Sahara shit. So I thought it was supposed to be winds. The weatherman said it's just going to be the sand would never actually come down unless they hit a low pressure area or something like that. So I was like, it's just going to be a little bit of wind. And then rain hit. And then I started flipping my windshield wipers real fast. And my wife was like, can you see anything? Because I can't see shit. And then I was like, yeah, let me slow down. Let me slow down a little bit. Let me slow down. And an 18-wheeler was coming my way. So the lights was on the 18-wheeler. I could barely see, so I started slowing down more. And I noticed that the 18-wheeler was riding slow as fuck. But by then...
It was too late.
From me to you is where the tree was by the time we realized it was in the middle of the road.
Shit. This is, you know, if everybody, everybody
had
who
to had just failed because people had just passed us.
Right.
So
now for everybody who can't see, which should be all of y'all, we're about what? 12 feet away from each other? 10 feet, you think?
Yeah, about 10, 12 feet.
Right. So that's a.
So we could say it like this: we are inside of a room. So basically,
oh hi, Mark.
from one wall to the other, at
would
the
you
farthest.
Would you say from the windows to the wall?
From the window to the wall.
To the wall. Don't finish that.
We actually had sweat drop. Well, I'm the only one who had. No, it was three balls. It was six balls in the car. So to the sweat. But yeah, it was my wife's screen. I think she pooped on herself.
I didn't put that out there. I want you to know that.
My kids. So I had three kids that were asleep. They stayed asleep. And I burst into motorcycle mode. So when you ride motorcycles, once you realize you're gonna go over something,
yeah,
you try to go over it straight. So that's why I straightened up the wheels and made sure when we landed, them wheels stayed straight.
Kind of like when boats, like, when they're on a wave, like a real big fucked up wave, they try to go straight over it.
Straight over the wave. So when you're on a motorcycle, if it's an obstacle in the road, you go straight over the obstacle. If you can't avoid it, go straight over. And that's what I did with that truck. It was a big-ass tree, though.
How big? Like one of 500-year-old trees?
I'm 6 foot tall. I could guarantee you if I was standing beside that tree, it would at least come up. The trunk of the tree would have came up to right below my knee, if not up to my knee.
So that's one of those, what, 200-year-old trees?
Yeah, it was pretty big. So three, it's about 2 feet of diameter, at least 2 feet in diameter.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I'm glad I'm okay, too.
I just want to know, man, when is 2020 going to forgive us whatever the fuck it is we did?
You talking about what we did 4 years ago?
So Sandstorm is revenge for Trump?
Yes.
that's a funny thought. Like the planet Earth just said, you know what? I gave these niggas a chance.
Yeah. If anything, planet Earth is like, hey, I'm telling y'all, it's gonna get worse if y'all keep on fucking around.
Well, if reports are true, I mean, he's almost conceding the election to Biden at this point.
Well, that's what they said in 2016, too. And you know what they did? They kept a lot of people at home because they were like, oh, Hillary's gonna get it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully people got scared now and said they'll come out and vote, even if, just to be sure. I never believed that. This is why I always say that Hillary's a loser. Because a winner, even if people are saying, hey, you know what, you're going to beat the shit out of this guy, and I'm going to make sure I beat the shit out of this guy, too. So y'all get your ass out there and vote. I'd have been hitting his ass in all points.
So you got political pundits and people who study the wave and the way people vote and all this stuff. And for the first time ever, they got it completely fuck-ass wrong. And what they, if they knew that was going to be that close, they probably would have told her to go out and campaign a little bit more. Hey, you know what? He's bashing you. That's making him look bad. You don't have to go out there and bash him because he's looking very bad. He's not political right now. Everything that he's doing is not political. There's no way people are going to vote for him. Right?
No,
I mean,
buddy.
That's the way everybody was thinking back then. And that turned out to be wrong. And also, the election got hacked.
Hey, we hack no election.
That ain't what the Mueller report say.
Hey, Mueller is wrong. Okay, let him spend 5 minutes in Russian interrogation room. We get real truth.
I
still think it's funny because I don't want to say that we saw it coming as black people. But I always find it as funny when you see, like, the white people who are surprised by that. Because I was like, nah, I don't think I understand how racist this country still is.
Yeah, and that's why we got all this stuff going on now. Like, we, in the year 2020, 155 years after Juneteenth, should not still be trying to fight for our freedom.
Or at least fighting to get...
Trying to fight to make y'all understand...
Or fighting to get statues down.
Yeah.
You know what this is too? One thing I thought about recently is everyone's talking about how, we're there erasing history or this, that, and the third. Like, this is a reckoning. And this country really hasn't had a reckoning since it was formed. And that reckoning was England's reckoning. When things got balanced back out.
Right.
That's all that's really happened right now. A lot of this shit that's coming down... It's shit that should have came down a long time ago, and it's your fault that it's happening all at once.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
Winners write history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for the case of
the Confederacy. There was I'm sorry.
That's the only time ever that I remember in any history book that I read where the losers write the history or writing the history.
I don't know if it was Wisecrack or Knowing Better. On YouTube, I was watching, I was watching. But they were talking about the Confederate statues and shit when they went up, and they were talking about how they didn't even exist until Jim Crow started, because basically it was just a terror campaign for black Southerners.
Right. So, one of the things I was explaining to some people before is this is like a tug of war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. That's a loud motorcycle. So it's like a tug of war. It's like, excuse me, I had to burp.
And then this girl wants to give me a tug of love.
I give myself tug of love all the time.
That's depressing.
Oh. sorry. Self love is awesome. Anyway. What was I talking about before I went down the track of self-love?
Tug of war about the statues coming down.
Oh, yeah, we was talking about love. So I blocked love off, and I blocked war off and went to love. So let's go back to war.
I'm sorry.
So the statues, well, what was I saying?
You talking about how the statues are coming down. I said it was a reckoning.
Oh, and I said it's like a tug of war. So we make progress. As people of color, black people, anybody. We made progress, but we always have to deal with the reckoning of the progress that we made.
Yeah.
So you have the 50 era, and what the FBI decided to do from leaked documents was kill all the, for people like the KKK, let's try to disband the KKK from the inside. For people like the Black Panther Party.
For self-defense.
Let's kill the motherfuckers. let's kill Malcolm X. Let's kill MLK. Let's kill... So, there's not proven that the FBI did something like this, but according to the track record, I would say...
Well, I think it's clear that the...
Let's kill Tupac.
Tupac?
Hell yes.
FBI killed Tupac.
I'm not saying they did.
Like then, not the nigga who ass he beat like 15 minutes before.
So I would think. So have you seen how they took down Islam, the Nation of Islam? I mean, Malcolm X.
Talk about the Muslim mosque. That's what he called it, right?
Right.
Yeah. No. Well, I thought it was pretty clear the Nation Islam shot him.
But did you see what FBI did?
No.
So FBI, the way that they was destroying all these parties was from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying, COINTELPRO.
Yeah.
They were sending people inside these organizations. And KKK was one of them. Black Panther was another. Muslim Mosque and all that was another. But they were sending people inside these organizations. And those people from the inside would create rumors or turn people against each other, split off. And what their aim was split off and make their own sets. And if you break up the group from the inside, you make it weaker. And that's what they were doing. So with the hip-hop community, they already had the hip-hop police, right?
I guess so.
Well, it's proven it was hip-hop police. I can't...
Like, I've heard it spoken about, but, right. I mean, I've never really seen, like... I've never seen a cop... Like, you've seen, like, okay... I was in the government, I did this shit. You've seen stuff like that before.
Well, COINTELPRO changes. Like, they change the name and all that stuff all the time. But hip-hop police were a band of policemen that would...
Just follow hip-hop artists around.
Yeah, create reports and all that stuff about hip-hop artists. And that's how the girl that's saying, uh-oh. You don't know about them?
That's the song she did with Old Dirty, right?
I think Busta Rhymes did that, too.
I think I know.
It was Busta Rhymes. I don't remember Old Dirty being in it.
It was one of those songs that came out like in 03 when like every song ever existed came out.
Yeah, so she got caught up. 03
was full of music.
She got caught up in all that shit.
So the hip hop police like took her in?
Yeah, but so the way I would think that it will happen is that, and this is if, and it's a completely hypothetical situation, but I believe that something like this would happen because Tupac followed in basically the last. Activists, like the last big activist that we had, that didn't suck up to everybody else, but
like he was just for like,
but he falls in that category, and something very drastic, very fast happened to him, and it just happened. It was like nobody found the person, and then the person suspiciously died, got killed.
Like recently, but, right?
I don't follow in it because I used to always have that theory that Puff Daddy killed him. Puff Daddy had him killed.
You imagine Puffy shooting somebody? Take that, bang.
Well, you know that boy was a gangster, right?
Bad boy. Can't stop, won't stop. Bang, bang.
I believe, I ain't going to say I believe, but I think that
allegedly
something like that happened.
You know what I was laughing at? You ever seen Two of America's Most Wanted video?
Two of America's Most Wanted, yeah.
The Scarface parody at the beginning, where Buff was telling Pig, no disrespect to them, but that's the character's name. Buff was telling Pig about how like Pac is gone, like he's gone, Pig, he's gone, it's on. And when he did that little kick, he was like, it's on and cracking. That shit always makes me laugh. It was how excited he was.
That was funny. But yeah, they every time a step is taken forward, something happens to bring it back. Like the most recent is they say because we had Obama, now we got to have Trump.
Yeah.
Like, and they try to play it off like,
well, I think that's just politics. We always the pendulum always swings with the politics.
We can stop that. so I think that we need to definitely make it be known what we want. Like, we are the last oppressed group in America to get, I mean, us and Native Americans, like,
respect
through Native Americans on plantations. I call them plantations, but reservations. We just threw them on reservations and said, here, stay there.
Yeah.
And then we find out that land is worth some money. Oh. We're like, hey, hold on.
Not there, motherfucker. I mean, over there.
Yeah. So you people are not growing like America is growing. So we need y'all to decompress your size of your reservation. Compress the size of your reservation and then move it over to this parallel.
And don't get comfortable over there either, all right? We need that place too. My thing is, like I said, this country, it's having a long-awaited reckoning of sorts. And it's white supremacist's fault. You could have got your shots one time, once a year for the last 50 years instead of getting all shots right now. But you fought on to, like, stupid shit like the Confederacy, you know, basic, you know, which is treason. I don't know how anyone brandishing that flag does not go down for treason. That and the Nazi flag. You're basic. America's had three great enemies.
The Confederate flag?
Yeah.
The Confederate flag, and this is one of the things I would change if I was president. Like, that will be, that will definitely be a treasonous flag.
Yeah.
That is the only flag flown. Well, those Confederate flags are the only flags that were flown in rebellion to the United States of America.
And the point I always make to people is there's a reason why it's called the Civil War, because the Confederacy was never a recognized nation.
Right.
All right. This, if let's say America lost the Revolutionary War, you know what that war be called? The British Civil War.
Right.
The only reason why it's called a Revolutionary War is because America won and got the fuck on.
Right. And you know what? And if they would have won, you know how many of us would still be in Africa?
A lot. I'd probably be in Africa. Come on, fucker.
Right. Even though slavery started, what, 400 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, like,
that shit kicked into high gear.
Would I be a chief? The king? Would I want that kind of pressure? Yeah, I do.
I don't think you'll be a king.
I'd be king like a motherfucker.
I don't think so. I think you'll be a servant.
No, fuck you.
But a nice servant though. Like,
there's no such thing as a nice servant.
You would be a nice servant.
Fuck you.
Like, I'd be your king. Your tray will be the cleanest tray.
I would have murdered the king quickly and become king.
And you will always have the best chicken on your plate.
Well, I want the king's chicken.
They will call you Chicken George.
I want the king's chicken. Oh, I know it would be fucking George. You wouldn't know what George means. But yeah, so yeah, this is all America's fault. This shit should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, we are. It's time. But especially that flag, man. Like,
I mean, think about it like this, right?
Oh, I got another thing to talk about.
Think about it like this stuff, right? Right.
After you finish that sentence, I have something.
Germany, right? In Germany, it is illegal to rave the wave the Blutfahne, which is the blood flag, the Nazi flag.
Right.
The Nazis were on the German side.
Right.
Think about that for a second. The Germans said, "Nah, Z niggas are tripping."
The only country that does not condemn the negative aspects of
itself
is America. And that's like the freedom of speech thing that we have. However, that one thing is un-American. I think MAGA is un-American too. But that's a discussion for another time.
I've read the First Amendment. The First Amendment protects you as long as you're not inciting treason and sedition. Which right. The Confederate flag is, and that's the last thing I'll say.
I think so, too. I'm 100% with you on that.
So.
Now, Juneteenth flag. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
So there's a Juneteenth flag that's been around the whole time. And I was going to buy some Juneteenth flags last year and this year. However, before I bought them this year, something popped in my mind. Who the fuck designed this flag?
Well, I'm going to break up my trusty Google.
The guy's name is there and everything. However,
I bet it's a white dude.
You can't find a picture of him?
I knew it.
Can't find a picture of him.
Don't you niggas know that we make flags?
Can't find a description of him.
It's like red, white, and blue. Like a what? Is that a flower?
It's a star. It's the Texas star.
Why?
Those were the last slaves that were freed. Juneteenth is about the last slaves that were freed.
Why wouldn't it be? Okay, why wouldn't it take the Africa? Well, what's agreed upon to be the African flag's colors?
For what? We're American.
Okay, we can do an amalgamation. Like, have it be red, white, blue, black, and green.
All right. So here's some homework. We need to find out who this person who made the Juneteenth flag is. And if it's a white person that made this official Juneteenth flag, then we need to make our own flag.
It says Ben Haith.
Ben Haith.
That sounds like a white man. Name one black dude you ever know named Haith.
It sounds like the real name is Benjamin Hathifer. It sounds like a white person who shortened their name in order to sound black.
Haith does not sound like a black name to me.
Most people don't change their last name. They just take Benjamin and drop it to Ben. Like Jerome turns into Jerry.
I found a Ben Haith on Twitter, and he is decidedly white. That motherfucker is white.
But that's what we need to do. I mean, but by next year, I want to have a Juneteenth flag. That Juneteenth flag should definitely have a black fist on it. It's in representation of Black Lives Matter.
I want, like...
That is always the black... From everywhere, that's the black man's and black woman's. That's the black people's show of power.
My personal flag. Black fist. My personal flag. My sigil. Right? It would be, like, a hand, right?
You talking about his personal flag?
Because, fuck you. I'm going to talk about it.
Did you say your personal flag would have a hand job on it?
Why not? But it would have it would have like a hand on the table, and the rings would have like one ring have like the KKK, one ring had the Confederate flag, one have like the Nazi flag. You know what? No, that's it. Because I don't want them to seem too rich, right? And then it had like my hand, like a black hand with a knife just stabbing it through it, because I'm into shit like that.
He's so violent for no reason.
Man, listen, life is violent.
We're American. So,
what
colors do you think that we should have on the flag?
Yeah, if you want to go with the whole African-American thing, you should have red, white, blue, black, and green. So it's an American. It can combine the what is wildly accepted to be the African flag with the American flag. As far as that star shit, I don't know about that. The actual, like, if you want to have designs on it.
Let's remove the star.
And that star makes it look weird. If that is the Zoom.
We can remove the star. I mean, if this was not designed by a black person, let's start off with the black fist in the middle. A lot of people that just learned what Juneteenth is are saying, oh, I'm not going to celebrate the 4th of July because my people were not freed on that day. Hey, guys, guess what? I mean, we still American. Yeah. So it's just that it took three different dates for us to be fully free. I mean, we still ain't fully free, but...
I wouldn't hate on somebody, a black person, for celebrating the 4th.
Well, I mean, I'm not... You say you're not going to hate on the 4th?
Like, if you black and you celebrate the 4th, I'm like,
I'm going to celebrate the 4th.
It is what it is.
I'm going to celebrate the 4th because I am also American. Like,
that's your personal choice.
It's American independence.
That's why I always subscribe to Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey's teachings. Uh-huh. Because their teachings was basically, it doesn't matter what type of black person you are, you're still black.
Right.
You know?
What I've been saying is I think it's their first year.
Yeah.
Most of these people just found out what Juneteenth is. And when I first got knowledge and I started learning stuff, well, I always known Juneteenth.
I heard the word for a long time.
I've always known it. But it's also because every year in school, I would read all my textbook front to back. By the time we went over stuff in school, I'm talking about math all the way to social studies.
So you treat your books like a thought from the back, baby.
By the time we went over the stuff in school, It was like me reviewing the stuff because I would read my whole textbook back to front.
I would read ahead, yeah.
Within 2 weeks. So I knew what Juneteenth was since about maybe third, fourth grade.
I had heard about...
But it didn't click until like 8 years ago.
I heard the word back in the early 2000s, but no one ever broke down what it meant to me until maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. That's when I figured out that's what it meant.
Yeah, it never clicked until about 8 years ago, and I see it because I saw it on Facebook the other day. But, so I understand when I got knowledge first, I was like,
message.
Man, fuck this and fuck that, and I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that. But then it all came back to, like, some people's history is a lot greater than other people's history. Black people's history in America is a lot different than everybody else's history in America. And we should celebrate being Americans, but we should also celebrate being black. So what does those days consist of? We definitely should celebrate Martin Luther King. I think we 100% should celebrate Malcolm X. I think we 100% should celebrate Juneteenth. I think we should 100% celebrate Emancipation Proclamation, the day that that was signed. Right. I think we, yeah, and I think we should celebrate Independence Day because we are still American. And if we want to be recognized as American, and if we want to tell people to treat us like Americans, it kind of is fucked up when we go, I'm not celebrating this because I'm not American. Is that what you're saying?
For me, it'd be like, you know, my boundary issues.
So I know you're probably not celebrating July the 4th, right? And again, I definitely understand a lot of people this year not celebrating it.
Well, I'm going to say no, but it's more of a general laziness.
Yeah. I'm also going to say,
I think I worked that day too.
I'm also going to say, like, 90% of these motherfuckers that said, oh, I'm not celebrating July the 4th.
I'll say this though. On July 4th, if you point me in the direction of a barbecue, I'm definitely going to one. I may not hold the barbecue, but I'll go to one.
I will probably be having one.
Well,
so
my day is made.
All of y'all, if you're listening.
Can you grill?
Hell yes, N-word.
All right.
So I'm trying not to use that anymore. I said that like 2 years ago and last year, but I've been trying for like.
And he's been feeling miserably in the time I've known him.
Huh?
In the time I've known him, he's been feeling miserably.
I'm doing better. I do.
I hate this when you did worse.
Oh, man. It was N-word.
Okay, a nigga borrow fry.
I will wake up. N-word!
Just a little practice. Just throw it out there.
Good night, N-word.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah. But all right, man. You gotta send us out. We've been in for a while.
Yeah, a long time. But it was good content, though, man. So... Y'all know y'all can find me, Manson Moose of the 7th, at Twitter. I believe I'm Manson Moose of the 7th on Instagram as well. I created my Instagram page and ain't been on it once.
Oh, he got his dick pics.
Fuck you, bro.
Dick pics and bowling balls.
They're as big as bowling balls. But yeah, I'll get back to my Twitter handle, my Instagram handle. How about you?
You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. I am on social media, and that is there. Just go there and find it.
All right. That's been us here live at Link's Recording Studio in Somerville, South Carolina. You guys take it easy and watch the road, dust in the road, and trees in the road, and cops on the road.
Yeah, remember me anytime you bowl.
I hate him so fucking much. Peace, everybody.